Unit 1. 2. Let's read. Mary is visiting Japan during her summer vacation, before her first semester begins. While she is traveling around Japan, she catches a cold and goes to the hospital to see a doctor. As she enters the hospital, she sees the reception desk, the front desk near the main entrance. Next to the front desk is the pharmacy. Mary sees many patients waiting in front of each department. She walks down a hall to see which department she should go to. First, she sees internal medicine. There are many patients wearing masks there. Next to that is surgery and treatments. Here are many patients who have cuts, scrapes, and scratches. Some need stitches. Across from that is the orthopedics department. One boy looks like he has a broken arm and a sprained ankle, and there are many elderly people who seem to have muscle pains. Mary learns that the pronunciation for orthopedics and plastic surgery in Japanese seems very similar, so it's confusing. Plastic surgery is the department for correcting or restoring the skin, such as changing the shape of a person's nose, the treatment of burns, or covering a scar. Orthopedics is for bone or muscle problems. They are quite different. At the pediatrics department, there are a lot of children sitting with their parents. While they are waiting, some are playing in the play area. Many women are waiting in front of the department of obstetrics and gynecology. Some are pregnant. Patients with eye problems are sitting near ophthalmology. Mary goes up the stairs and sees patients with skin problems near the dermatology department. Patients at otolaryngology, also called ENT for ear, nose, and throat, have problems like ear infections and sore throats. At the dentistry department, people are getting their cavities filled and their teeth fixed and cleaned. At the radiology department, patients are getting X-rays. Patients waiting at the psychiatry department may be depressed or have other mental problems. Mary doesn't know which department she should go to, so she goes back to the receptionist to ask for help.